we're joined next by the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team, and they have a very interesting segment for us. The Jonathan Ball Publishing Team remind us that October has a lot going on. It's got Halloween, we're heading towards the end of the year, but more importantly, October hosts World Mental Health Day. And so I was quite interested to see that the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team are bringing us a host of books that are all full of hope and healing for all different age groups. I think you'll find these very interesting. So we've got books for young adults and for very young children. We've also got adult books. We've got some memoir. We've got some novels. And we've got some books that are really going to hold your hand and just help you take really good care of yourself. They've even got some wonderful cookbooks to recommend. So I want to welcome the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team to the studio. And they're going to take us through these wonderful books that celebrate World Mental Health Day. Welcome to the show.
Hello, dear FMR listeners. October is an important month for many reasons. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Oktoberfest, Halloween, Diwali, and World Mental Health Day. Mental health affects us all personally, directly and indirectly. As Jonathan Ball publishes, we would like to remind readers this month to be gentle with themselves and to remind you that you're doing the best you can. Matt Haig says, mental health problems don't define who you are. They are something you experience. You walk in the rain and you feel the rain. But importantly, you are not the rain. If you haven't read his latest book, The Life Impossible, you are more than welcome to grab it at all good local bookstores. Earlier this year, the local publishing team published Margie Orford's first nonfiction title, Love and Fury. Love and Fury is her memoir. And in case you've never read it, we'd like to share the opening pages, an opening which has given many readers goosebumps. For months, I've been trying to write a suicide note, but my writing, which I regard as separate from me, something life and death-giving, beneficent as the Furies, those ancient goddesses of life, death, and vengeance, vetoed me. Now I see their tactics, the Furies and the writings, but then I could not. So it bewildered me when I sat down to draft my farewell note. Calm, because I was doing something that questions of form would swirl. What would it say? What reasons would one give? What reasons would one need to put a stop to things? This thing that is oneself, myself. I wished to set her, me free, to turn to air, to escape. But I could not find the right words. Writing was the one thing I knew how to do. When I needed it most, it abandoned me. It made me desperate and mad. She later goes on to say, this book kept me alive. I will give it that. This is heavy, but we assure you that this is a life-giving book. You'll enjoy every single page. If you're looking for a book which talks about anxiety from childhood to adulthood, best-selling author and therapist Natasha Daniels has written just the book for you. Based on her own experience, as social anxiety whispered its way into Natasha's mind and quietly sabotaged her life. In this memoir, Natasha takes on the therapist's role with her past selves to drag her social anxiety into the open. The book intertwines her social anxiety journey with psychoeducation and invaluable tools. It is full of hope and healing. The book is called Out of My Shell, and it is a must-read for individuals with social anxiety. Walk Yourself Happy is another goodie on our list, which we can recommend. This is a part help and part memoir, providing the ultimate guide to walking yourself happy physically and mentally. The book is written by one of UK's favorite TV personalities, Julia Bradbury, as she leads the reader through the walk of our lifetimes. Julia loves nature and health, and the book expresses this through the manner in which it inspires young and old, the dedicated and amateur, to embrace the life-affirming joy of walking. One of our favorites on our list is I Want to Die, But I Still Want to Eat Tteokbokki. This is a sequel to I Want to Die, But I Want to Eat Tteokbokki, where Boak Sehe started recording her sessions with her therapist, her hope to create a reference for herself. In this second book, Boak reaches out to hold the hands of all those for whom grappling with everyday despair is part of a lifelong project, part of a journey. For our cookbook lovers, we've got two scrumptious books. Our first offering is Brain Brilliance, which has 60 nourishing recipes and a nutritional toolkit for dyslexia, ADHD, and autism. This is perfect for parents, carers, and teachers, as it provides up-to-date evidence-based nutritional advice to improve a child's brain function for all ages from toddlers to beyond. Food for Menopause by Dr. Leanna Patel is packed with 80 super tasty and appealing recipes, perfect for busy lives. This second cookbook that we'd like to recommend is absolutely perfect because it explains how to make your menopause work for you by setting out the impact of nutrition on the body. It's not only a cookbook, but a guidebook too, as it unpacks understanding your body and the symptoms, eating for success, as well as living for success. For our young readers, we certainly have something for them too. We have a sweet and tender picture book about a boy and his grandfather taking a walk and discovering everyone has feelings hidden beneath the surface. What's great about this book is it empowers children to explore and examine their own feelings. It also helps to start the conversation about dealing with bereavement and other difficult situations. This is appropriate for 3 to 6 year olds. For our 0 to 5 year olds, we have Bia's Bad Day, a big, bright feelings book. In this book, Bia is really looking forward to her birthday until things begin to go wrong. With no party, no cards, and possibly even no cake, Bia wonders if she can be okay, even in the middle of a really bad day. This reassuring and funny book is the perfect springboard for talking to children about setting expectations and finding balance amidst disappointment. If you're looking for a book which deals with bullying and autism, which explains it well to children 9 years old and older, Kidi by Al McNichol is the perfect recommend. It is a powerful coming-of-age story, which thoughtfully tackles bullying, navigating friendships, and the joys and difficulties of being an autistic teenager. The last children's recommendation, which is ideal for children 12 years and older, is How to Be Body Happy, which has been written by TikTok sensation Olivia Kirkby. It deals with topics about positive body image and feeling confident. We could spend hours and days, probably even the next 365 days, talking about all the books which deal and talk about mental health, but we don't have that time now. Head over to our Jonathan Ball Publishers website to read up more on the mentioned books and see what you can find. We're sending love to those who suffer from mental health issues, are having a difficult time, feeling misunderstood, feeling alone, are afraid to speak up, and are purely doing their best. Until next time, take care and keep reading.
Huge thanks to the Jonathan Ball publishing team for that wonderful and thoughtful selection. It felt really moving to me. I know a lot of us struggle with anxiety. This time of year, things are really ramped up. We're really hectic. It feels like nobody has any boundaries and we're working all sorts of hours. So I do think it's a valuable reminder to sit back and think of yourself and be kind to yourself. And what better way to do that than to curl up with a good book and a cup of tea and nourish your soul and nourish your heart and nourish your brain. So thank you, Jonathan Ball Publishing Team. I absolutely loved that segment.
FMR.